Our lesson this morning is taken from the book of John. John chapter 3, 16 to 36. Today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was plentiful there and people were coming and being baptized. For John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and the Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he's baptizing and all are going to him. John answered, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in earthly ways. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, and yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the word of God, for he forgives the spirit without measures. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. This is the word of the Lord.
Please, Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see, and hearts that love you as you speak to us now. Amen. Amen. This morning we're thinking about a rescue. We've thought about lots of rescues, haven't we? Sally's shown us firemen and policemen and Spider-Man. Today we're thinking about the greatest rescue. Jesus came to save you. Listen to those words right at the beginning of that passage that Kate read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. They are some of the most famous words in the Bible. This is about a rescue. A rescue from perishing, from death to life. From eternal death and eternal separation from God to eternal life with him. This is the most amazing rescue. This week I read about Alex, a Siberian husky who was rescued for 22 days after 22 days being stuck in the rubble in Turkey. A dog was rescued after 22 days underground in Turkey, and it survived. Even better, this rescue is even better than that, because Jesus came to save you. Jesus saves those who are dead, and he gives them new life to whoever believes in him. This here is my plant. I had a few plants I could have picked today. Unfortunately, plants don't survive too well in our house, but this is one of our plants. Once upon a time, it was a basil plant. The problem is it lives on a shelf in our kitchen, and the shelf is a bit too high. You just forget to water it. It is a dead plant. It has perished. I can't save this plant. It would take a miracle, I think, for this plant to live now. I could try watering it, but I'm pretty certain that's not going to make it live. I can try consulting my very big but pretty useless book on gardening. Try getting my big bag of compost and feeding it. But I'm pretty certain that anything I do for that thing is just going to go to waste. Because it's dead. Nothing I can do can make this plant live. What do you think I should do with this plant? Two super answers. Pray to God for it to grow back. God can do anything. Or put it in the compost. Saving the earth one plant at a time. It is dead. It's not good for anything. Put it in the compost bin. The problem is, in our passage this morning, we are told that we live in a world that is perishing. That we are part of a world that is perishing. That we are perishing. We are dying. We're dying because we're condemned. We're like a guilty criminal that Batman has locked up and put in Gotham jail. We are dying. We need life. But God doesn't take us and throw us in the compost bin. He doesn't do that. Jesus came to save you. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have eternal life. Even though we're perishing, even though we've rejected God, even though we live in a world that rejects God, God still loves the world. It's not just the good people that he loves. It's not just those who go to church and who pray and who give money and who do kind things for other people. It's not just those that he thinks, you're not so bad. There's a bit of stuff that I can work with here. He loves the world that is condemned and dying because of sin. God loves the world so much that he gave his only Son. God sent Jesus, the perfect Son of God, into the world to die on that cross. We've sung about that, haven't we? Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs Jesus to save us. He perished so that others could live. He became like this plant to give others life. Not just his first friends, not just those first disciples, not just those who saw him, not just a few special people, but everyone and anyone who believes in him. So that whoever believes in him can have eternal life. Look around the room. Take a look at all those different people. Everyone can be saved. Grown-ups, this is so inclusive. This is the most inclusive message you will ever hear. You will never meet anyone that Jesus would turn away. There are no barriers to him. Wherever you are from, however old you are, or however young you are, great to have Georg and Hannah this morning. Congratulations to you guys. Great to see your new family here. Thanks for joining us. From the youngest to the oldest, whatever language you speak, whatever you look like, whatever you might have done, Jesus came to save you. He died in our place. He took my sin on the cross and your sin on the cross. He took all the wrong things that I've ever said or thought or done, and all the wrong things that you have ever said or thought or done. He took them on himself to give us eternal life. Jesus came to save you. Came to save you from death to life. But here's the thing. We don't think we need saving. We don't think we're perishing. Because we don't look like this dead plant, do we? We live and we breathe and we have fun and we get to know people and we love and we learn and we grow. We don't like the idea of needing to be saved. Have you ever had that feeling when you've broken something? Maybe a glass or a mirror. Maybe someone's favourite toy. You've done it and you just want to run and hide. You cover it up. Maybe you get some sticky tape and you try and fix it and you pretend it never happened. Or maybe you put it in the bin and just cover it over. No one will ever find out. Maybe you blame someone else. I saw so-and-so in the room. Maybe he did it. John 3, verse 19, listen to these words. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world. Jesus, the Saviour, came to save you. But people love darkness rather than light because their works were evil. See, even though Jesus came to save you, can we get the next slide, please? We don't want to come into the light. We'd rather run and hide. I brought a friend along this morning. He's a bit shy, so I'm going to need your help. Can you help me? Yeah? Sorry, try again. Can you help me?
Yes!
Okay, good. Glad to hear you're still awake. Barry is my friend. He's a bit shy. So he likes a calm and a controlled environment. So we're going to dim the lights. Bill, would you mind? Thank you. Makes a big difference. And we're going to try and encourage him out, okay? After three, I want you to call Barry out. Say, come outside, Barry. It's nice and dark out here. Okay? One, two, three. Come outside, Barry. It's nice and dark out here. I don't think it's going to work. I said he's shy. So a bit quieter. Should try and whisper it this time. Okay, one, two, three. Come out, Barry. It's nice and dark out here. Out you come. Good job. Come on, Barry. Over you come. Here's Barry. Well done. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Who can tell me what Barry is? A cockroach. Super. Who can tell me anything about cockroaches? Absolutely. You don't want them in your kitchen. What else can we learn about? Go on, line. Yeah, they get eaten by all sorts of lizards, especially bearded dragons. Good source of protein. Anyone? That's one way to put Barry off. What happens when you shine a light on them? Say again? They run away. Shall we see what happens to Barry when we shine a light on him? Look at that, you're right. Runs straight into the corner. They run away from the light. Off you go, Barry. Good job. Thanks very much. Well done. Should we give Barry a round of applause? We are a bit like Barry the cockroach. They run from the light. Can we put the lights back on, Bill? Thank you. But if we want to be saved, we need to come into the light. We run away from the light. We don't want the light to shine on us. We don't want people to see what we are really like. We want to hide. If we want to be saved, we need to come into the light and find life. We need to let God's truth shine into our hearts. We need to admit that we've done wrong. We need to admit that we need saving. We try to hide it sometimes, don't we? We pretend it's not that bad. We blame others for it. We say, it's your fault I did that thing. It's your fault I got so cross. It's your fault it broke. It's your fault I'm late. We try and fix it. And we try to make it up to God. We try and do things that we think God will like so that he will accept us. We don't want to admit that we need saving because we don't want to see, we don't want others to see what we are really like inside. We don't want them to know the darkness that is inside us or the thoughts that we have. John 3 verse 20, we don't want to come into the light so that our deeds would be exposed. Sometimes we can think, if Jesus really knew me, he wouldn't want to save me. He wouldn't want anything to do with me. If God really knew what I was like, he would turn me away. That is not what God is like. God so loved the world, he knows exactly what you are like, and he came to save you. Jesus came to save you. He knows that we are perishing. He knows we are like this dying plant. But instead of being a cockroach and hiding from the light, he tells us to come into the light. He tells us to come and know that we need Jesus and find life. Because when we come into the light, we will never be turned away. Jesus came to save you. So when you think, oh, done that again. How can God love me? How can God save me? Maybe he's done with me and he's just going to throw me into the compost bin. No, Jesus came to save you, not condemn you. Come into the light and find life. When we come to church on a Sunday morning, we think we have to put on our best face, don't we? Pretend I've got it all together. Pretend that I'm a good person. We try and hide our sin. But we can be honest with each other. We can be honest with each other and we can be honest with God. Come into the light because Jesus came to save you in all of your mess. He came to save you because you need him to save you. Come into the light and find life. Jesus came to save you. We're going to pray. Let me pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Loving Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he came into the world to save us. And we ask that you would help us to come into the light, to say we have done wrong, we need forgiving, we need Jesus to rescue us. And would you help us to enjoy that eternal life you give us in him. In Jesus' name, amen.